Hi, everyone. I'm Greg Lambert, and this is Jackson Walker Fast Takes. The month of May brings us a celebration of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. In addition to the nation taking time to celebrate the achievements of Asian American and Pacific Islanders, here at Jackson Walker, we are extremely proud of our own Asian American and Pacific Islander attorneys and allied professionals who have brought leadership and helped shape the firm into what it is today. I asked two of my colleagues to come onto the podcast this month and share their own experiences with us. Shari Mao, partner in our San Antonio office, and Sang Shin, one of our newest partners at the firm and just down the hall from me here in Houston. I have asked you both to come in during AAPI Heritage Month and give you the platform to share your story and experiences and how those have shaped your legal practice here at Jackson Walker. Shari, you have the floor.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Sang. Glad to be here today. So a little bit about myself. I was actually born overseas. I was born in Taiwan, and my family immigrated to the United States when I was around 5 years old. And at that time, my family actually owned a business, and my father would travel back and forth between the United States and Taiwan for his business. And I would probably see him maybe four times out of the year. We were kind of a family that actually had our feet in two continents, the United States and Taiwan. When I was a kid, I remember growing up and watching television here in the United States and never really seeing anyone who looked like me. But when I went back to Taiwan, it was kind of like a very different society. And so the ability for me to go back and forth really shaped the way that I see the world. My family owned its business for, throughout my childhood. And in fact, after working on Wall Street for a little bit after graduating from college and then working for various different public companies, I ended up going to work for my family's business. And in doing so, I think it really shaped the way that I thought of business from really an owner's perspective. I helped establish the North American operations for the family's business. And in doing so, there was a lot of responsibility with respect to the people that we hired, as well as, of course, our clients and our customers. And so when we eventually sold the business, I helped negotiate that sales contract. I ended up kind of assessing what I would be doing after the sale of the business. It's really, you know, when you sell your family's business at a younger age, I think oftentimes you look into the future in terms of, well, what's next? What would be the next best move for me? And for a while, I thought about going back to work in the corporate world, but my husband ended up convincing me to maybe go back to school. And I had always wanted to go to law school, and I did that.
And Shari, where did you go to law school?
I went to law school at St. Mary's here in San Antonio. And I think it was interesting for me because a lot of folks whom I worked with were probably either going straight through or they had worked a little bit beforehand, but I really had a full career before going to law school. And that really helped me appreciate the time to be able to spend on reflecting on the law and just learning itself. It had been so many years since I had been able to just kind of focus on learning and absorbing all of that information. And I really, really enjoyed law school. It was not stressful to me because I guess just because, you know, I never thought that I would actually at the end of law school become a practicing lawyer. I always thought that I would go back into just the business world because that was all I knew and that was what I loved.
So Shari, what made you change your mind?
I actually summered at Jackson Walker and it really captivated me. I had the opportunity to work with a lot of clients, family offices, folks who actually are entrepreneurs. And it gave me such an appreciation for being an attorney and being able to have the honor of actually providing advice to clients who are going through a lot of what my family had gone through as we were making decisions and transitioning our company and looking at succession planning. It's been truly an honor. I've been with Jackson Walker ever since I've graduated. And that is really my focus, is working with family-owned businesses and family offices. I've learned so much from them, even beyond what it is I learned from the business side. I think it has a different flavor in some ways for me, being an Asian American and having kind of my footing in two different cultures, you know, in Taiwan and the United States.
Thank you, Shari. Sang Shen, you're up.
Yeah, well, Shari's story, it tracks many stories that Asian American and Pacific Islanders experience. And, you know, mine is very similar. I was born in South Korea and I moved to the United States when I was 2 with my parents. And most of my childhood was in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. And during that time, I think Charlotte probably resembled, and it's changed a lot, but it resembled a lot of what Shari's experience was in terms of there weren't many people that looked like me. And so my parents came there and, you know, they didn't go to like Los Angeles or New York or anything like that. They went to a more smaller town so that they could set up there. And for 30 years, my mother owned a laundromat, turned dry cleaning / alterations, depending upon in 30 years, a neighborhood can change, right? And so, you know, she was an entrepreneur for all that time, but just in a really small one-off business. I grew up in that business. I grew up with different individuals, not Asians, but different individuals that were customers for my mom. And I just saw how she did business and how she related to individuals, how she treated her customers, how she conducted business. And that informed a lot. And, you know, during that time as immigrants, my parents were navigating that system of being integrated, I would say, into the United States and how that works. But it was hard, right? And I think that, Shari, you probably went through the same thing. But my parents had a rough immigration history, people that they couldn't trust with things like how to get their green cards and things like this. I just remember always feeling I want to do something that will make it easier for people like my parents. So I kind of always knew I was going to be in immigration. I didn't see it developing into more of a business practice that I have at Jackson Walker now, but it's the same thing. You know, you're helping individuals and making it easier for them to come into a country that, quite frankly, does not make it sometimes easy to come into. So that's kind of how I've formed my practice. But when it comes to being at Jackson Walker, what my experience has taught me, both as an immigrant, a son of immigrants, a son of an entrepreneurial mom, was that level of service to your clients and to the people, even within your firm, is so important and paramount to being successful. Jackson Walker gives you a platform to do that. It's a very entrepreneurial firm. So just at the core fabric of, you know, what we believe in as a firm matches with me personally.
Shari Mao and Sang Shen, thank you very much for coming in during AAPI Heritage Month and sharing your stories with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
For more information and additional JW Fast Takes podcast and webinars, please visit jw.com/fast.